The classic Victorian novel, The Forsyth Saga, an elderly matriarch makes the following declaration. The loss of a husband is nothing to the loss of a good butler. Well, in this century, finding hired help may be taking a global shift, as a lot of things are, from west to east. Domestic agencies in Europe say they're receiving more calls for help from emerging economies in the Middle East, Russia, and from China. Robert Watson runs the Guild of Professional English Butlers, and for the last 10 years he's been travelling to China to train people in the art of butler services. He's currently running a training course in Las Vegas, teaching wannabe butlers how to celebrate with and console the high rollers, and he joins me now. Hi there, Robert.
Hi, good afternoon.
Is there a lot of work for butlers in Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Basically, every single hotel has a set of suites that are set aside for their high rollers, and these people expect the very best level of service. So we supply butlers to those suites, and we train people how to look after the guests who just lost $1 million down in the casino.
I imagine that would be very demanding.
Yes, they're not usually happy when they get back to the suite.
I can imagine. Now, butlers, to me, are quintessentially English. And so the idea that there would be a lot of work, not just in Las Vegas, but in places as far afield as the Middle East and China, seems very, very strange to me. Is this a new development, or am I just thinking in stereotypical terms?
No, it's been going on for probably around about the last 20 years or so, when a lot of new money was created, and they have the same need as when butlers were in their heyday, say in the 1850s. There you are, you're Mr. Dot-com millionaire, and you marry a wife, a trophy wife that your money can attract, and you build a big house. But then who looks after the big house? Who makes sure the cars are clean? Who can serve a wonderful dinner with great Australian wines? Hence, you need a butler.
Is it? Do your clients know that you talk about them this way?
Yeah, they can pretty much figure out. There's a few articles out there, but I never mentioned the name of any customer or any client that I've ever looked after in my life.
Or their trophy wives?
All their trophy wives.
Indeed.
This is absolutely true. I had one lady married to this guy. And she called me, and she'd been living in the house for 9 months. She called me at 2 o'clock in the morning to ask me where we kept the sugar. I think she knew we had a kitchen, but she didn't quite know where the sugar was kept.
Oh, that's brilliant. You must have some amazing stories of people that you've worked for.
Yes, people say that one day I should write a book, but it's difficult to do without mentioning names, and I could never bring myself to do that.
Well, is there a butler's code that prevents you from mentioning names?
I think there is. A few years ago, we had Paul Burrell, who used to be butler for Princess Diana, and the butler fraternity was appalled that he would issue press articles, write books, and so on. It's not something that butlers do.
It's kind of like a client-privilege relationship.
Yeah, usually two people you can trust in your life. One is your mother and the other one is your butler.
I see. Although perhaps your butler more. Now, this shift to the east, the idea that all this demand is coming from places in the east, Eastern Europe and the Middle East and Asia, does this correspond to a decline in demand within Britain?
It does in many ways. The demand in the UK is still there, but strangely enough, it's from foreigners who take up residence in the UK and they'll buy their country estate, and they want to be, you know, the part of the English lord, and you can't be that without a butler.
Oh, I see.
So it's been increasing demand worldwide, really, but obviously more so in the Middle East, Russia, China, because they've come into this. Not new wealth, but a lot of economic growth there, and buying big houses, and you need somebody to look after it.
So, what I'm hearing is that having a butler is a little bit like the Australian equivalent would be something like Foster's. Like, it's associated with a country, but no one from that country actually partakes in it or has one. It's actually become something of an international phenomenon.
Yeah, very much so. And obviously, the like you say, the quintessential butler is this stiff English gentleman. That's how we were described, a gentleman's gentleman. But nowadays it's gone much more global. We train people in China to be butlers. You have a very good butler school in Australia that produces some great butlers.
So I was going to ask about that, though, because if there's international demand for it, wouldn't it make sense for these nations to be producing them domestically? Or do they specifically want the quintessential English butler?
A lot of people just, I mean, for them, their butler has to be English. But for a lot of people around the world, they just want the quality and traditions of an English butler, but in a local person. When it comes to the training, there are very few people out there who actually have all this wide range of skills that a butler has who can actually pass them on to other people. Because nothing is written down. It's not in a book anywhere. Nobody's written a manual or anything like that. So a lot of it is all the good butler trainers have all been butlers and got a wealth of experience that they pass on to the trainees.
So what happens, though, when you start going global with this? Do you have to undergo some kind of cultural sensitivity training in order to make sure that you're actually servicing the client in a way that suits them?
Yes, very much. That is essentially what a butler does. We don't just give one type of service. Our service from a butler is tailored to meet the requirements, cultural differences, lifestyle of the person that we are employed by. So, for example, if I was looking after the Queen of England, I would obviously say, "Good morning, Your Majesty," and bow. But if I was looking after Mick Jagger, I might say, "Hi, Mick, how are they hanging?"
Really? You couldn't possibly say that.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very informal. I thought he'd like to be called Your Majesty.
She likes to be called Her Majesty at least once a day, yeah, obviously. But other people, they want to feel comfortable, relaxed. After all, you're working in their home. So they don't want to feel that they have to put on like airs and graces just because their butler is there. They want to live their lifestyle the way they want it, and they expect the butler to fit in with that.
Well, Robert, it's a fascinating insight. Thanks so much for sharing it with us, and all the best with your training program in Las Vegas, and the future of Las Vegan butlering, I'm sure, is in very safe hands.
Pleasure, and let me know anytime you need a butler, and I'll be there.
Yeah. If I could afford that. Thanks very much, Robert. That's Robert Watson from the Guild of Professional English Butlers. They're going global. Who'd have thought that?